Gray sky, hello blue. Cause you can't hold me when I hold you. You're so bright, I can't be wrong. Longer than a room, I'll be gone. These days are
all right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN, along with Josh Player, too. Josh, hello to everybody, buddy.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Father's Day is a time to honor the men responsible for teaching us those valuable life lessons when we were growing up, and today we celebrate our favorite TV dads as well. From the very beginnings of the small screen, Jim Anderson from Father Knows Best, Ward Cleaver, Leave It to Beaver, to Mike Brady of the Brady Bunch, Howard Cunningham of Happy Days, Cliff Huxtable of The Cosby Show, Ray Barone of Everybody Loves Raymond, Phil Dunphy of Modern Family. Who's your favorite TV dad? 312-591-7200 is the number. You can text us at 312-981-7200. I'll start with you, Josh. Favorite TV dad. And Josh knows that we watch a lot of vintage television, too. Right? Josh.
Oh, yes.
We watch. Hello.
Sorry. Other Josh.
Yeah, there's no other Josh here. So, famous TV dad. So, we watch... you know, every summer, because there's so much crap on television, we pick a couple vintage shows. So we're watching The Brady Bunch or Happy Days or Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie or Gilligan's Island. So the kids kind of know these shows that I grew up with, and it's better than some of the stuff that's out there. But what would you say best TV dad? And you can pick a current one from the past. What do you think?
I think best one would have to be Howard Cunningham.
Really? Of Happy Days?
Oh, yeah. I'm not really a current TV person. There's not a whole lot of great shows on. Personally.
Phil from Modern Family.
Yeah, Phil. He's
because he's funny.
He's a fun dad.
He's
exactly.
A fun dad. Exactly. I'm gonna agree with you on Howard Cunningham of Happy Days. In fact, let's play a little clip of Howard talking to Richie after he came. And this is very similar. I remember growing up as a kid and having like a couple extra beers in my teenage years and coming home, my dad never telling my mom, but he helped me. When I was throwing up in the toilet, if you remember those moments, here's a clip from Happy Days.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, bud.
Say, can I talk to you alone?
Oh, that's not Happy Days. Let's try that again. Happy Days, Howard Cunningham.
Who ran a hardware store.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
We only had the opening bump. We didn't have
really?
Any. Yeah.
All right. Seriously?
Yeah. We had... Ward, we had Andy Griffith.
It's on my original Happy Days Father's Day clip. So if you don't,
okay, I have it right here.
Right,
never mind. Here. Sorry.
You're pretty sick, huh, son?
Well, it must have been something I ate. Probably a salami. You never know what they make salami out of, you know, Dad.
Yeah, that's true. Couldn't be that you had too much to drink now, could it?
Oh, that's silly. All we had was some beer and. Teeny weeny glasses.
How many teeny weeny glasses did you have?
72.
72?
That's exactly represent, yeah.
I think it's time for some teeny weeny cups of coffee.
Of course, of course. What about you, Raj?
I got to go with Andy Griffith, actually.
Andy Griffith?
Yeah, I'm old school. And he was, first of all, he was a single parent.
Yes, he was.
But he was... He just had a solution for everything, and nothing got him riled up. He'd get a little tense at times, but nothing got him riled up.
Well, before we go to break, here is a moment where Richie Opie, I'm thinking Happy Days now, Opie wanted a bigger allowance than Dad was willing to give him. Here's a little life lesson from Andy Griffith.
Well, what's this about rules for pas and sons?
This first. Hmm. The 75-cent rule.
The 75-cent rule. I don't believe I ever heard of that.
Well, and that's what I figured. What it is, Pa, is that nowadays, kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
75 cents? That's a lot of money. And in a year's time, I'd come to see there's 52 weeks in a year.
It comes to around $40 a year.
That's an awful lot of money for a young'un.
They get it, Pa.
They do, huh?
And they don't have to work for it like I do.
Hmm. Well, who is this they you keep talking about?
Oh, Arnold Winkler and everybody.
Arnold Winkler? I don't believe I know him, do I?
They're new from Raleigh.
Oh, I see. And the Raleigh rules say 75 cents and no work, huh?
I guess.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, cleaning the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger. Do you understand what I mean?
I think so.
Good.
I'm not going to get the 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Well, you just think about that for a while.
Do I have to?
Don't you want to think about it?
It makes me kind of sad.
Well, the thing to do when you're feeling sad is to shoot for the good feeling.
Clean the garage.
Right.
Long ball.
There you go. I love that. That's classic. Good pick, Roger.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice work.
Dave Schwann, who is your favorite TV dad of all time?
Well, I think we just played him.
Andy Griffith. See?
Andy Griffith. Two for Andy. Schwann. Boy, Dave's in early today. Holy smokes.
I liked all of them, though. Father Knows Best.
Father Knows Best, yeah. You betcha.
Ooh, Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray was Pete McMurray was mentioned as well. No, you know what the other two is?
We're having our own conversation up here. You guys go do whatever.
I guess so. I have two people from 214 and 219, favorite TV dad, Herman Munster. I think he's right. No, he was always a good dad.
He was. Lady.
Yeah, he was always very positive influence, sweet guy. Tom Corbett, Bill Bixby from The Courtship of Eddie's Father, 312.
Another single parent. Yeah.
And a great theme song, too, which...
Oh, God, I love that show.
Okay, we'll have Curtis pull
they
that
did
theme.
You saw it in reruns.
Eddie's Father. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the original.
All right, we'll talk more about famous TV dads, big TV dads, after the news. It's 3:36. Here's a dad himself, for
Thank
God's
you.
Sake, Roger Badish.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy.
It's Josh and Dave Flyer here on 720 WGN, and we're talking about TV's top dads.
And there's your theme, Roger, for Courtship of Eddie's Father, pal.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Definitely. See, even Josh knows that song.
Yeah.
See, because he grew up with the... we had
with the reruns.
No. I don't think he's ever seen an episode.
Worse.
No worse.
What?
Wow. We had discs of TV themes in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, the kids...
loved them?
No, they did, but they... And
memorized them by their theme song and not by the TV show.
No, so when the TV show would actually come on and they would see, like, an episode, they were like...
They'd be like,
this is a TV show? Like, what the hell is this?
It was like MASH and Inspector Gadget and just all these weird... Just, I don't even know. Like, we'd hear theme songs, we'd be like, oh, nope, skip that one. I'm like...
Yeah, it doesn't have a good beat, and you can't dance to it.
Right. Love
it
show.
Love it show.
Yeah. Waltons. Yeah.
There was funny. A dad.
Yeah.
We've only just discovered what Waltons is.
Yeah, you know, the Waltons. Here's what's really funny about that. He's absolutely right. I grew up watching that show.
Yeah.
And it's on INSP, I think, Inspirational Television or something like that. And I started DVRing him.
Josh watches
a couple of them, but Emma's been watching a lot of those with me and Alex, my little guy, and they're like, why are they staring at the radio? But there's nothing on the radio. Well, there's sound coming out of the radio. There's music. But why are they all gathered around it and staring at it? Yeah. Well, that's what you used to do. I mean, now you listen to the radio, you walk around and do other things, but Alex would be like, they just got a phone. You know, five seasons in.
That's a phone.
like, why are they excited about, like, that of a phone? Like, well, because they had to run the cord through the forest
yeah.
Yeah.
to get it right.
It's all in perspective.
Through the house. That's right.
Yeah.
Curtis, what about you? Favorite TV dad?
One that I haven't heard mentioned, but I grew up watching reruns of this all the time. Danny Tanner
from Full House. Full House. You are totally.
And I kind of only disagreed just because of what, like, his comedy now. But
oh, his comedy now.
Yeah, he's not as funny now as he was.
Oh,
back
he's
then.
Funny, but he's right. Dirty as hell.
He is dirty. Yeah, exactly. But I watched a lot of reruns of that, and I don't know if this guy counts as a father. I mean, he is a father in to some of the characters, but Uncle Phil in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you mentioned that before. Yeah. You mentioned Danny Tanner. Now, Kelly Rizzo is his fiance. She used to come here and do the show live. So she's got a blog and a show called Eat Travel Rock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she, believe it or not, 2:00 in the morning, she'd show up here after going out or whatever and do a full half hour with me.
Yeah.
She was awesome. Waltons. Do we have a theme for Waltons or we have a clip?
We have a clip.
Okay, let's play a little Waltons.
No one man can tell another man how to live. In the long run, I guess every man has to do what he has to do. Some of us grow up, raise families, become wood choppers. Others go into politics or get rich. The stock market. And though we all grow old and die, the important thing is to find someone you can love.
A little advice from John Walton. Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch is another big top pick here. We do have a couple. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another architect.
Another architect. Josh pointing out Mike Brady's an architect. Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. Here's a great clip. Let's take a listen.
It's our parents' anniversary, so we're surprising them with breakfast in bed. They're impossible to buy for. We think. We've never really tried.
They walked in on him.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Nothing's happening!
Oh, my God. I can still see it. I can't believe that just happened.
What were they doing?
Nothing.
Whatever it was, it looked like Dad was winning.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine walking in on your... And they were very graphic about what happened. Yeah, I don't want to talk to you about that.
The solution to the episode was they ended up getting their dad a nice lock for the door.
Oh, that's right. They bought him a lock for Father's Day.
However, they will now know every time that they're in there because they hear this loud dish of the lock. Every time now.
That's fantastic. Roger, you're over here. Participate.
I'm sorry. We're catching up on stuff.
Do that during the break. All right, come on. All right. Now, here's one thing I do want to mention. I really do believe that this is going to be really tough in television history when people talk about Bill Cosby and the Cosby Show.
Already is tough.
Because, it's going to be tough talking about Roseanne, too, because of the controversy. But I will tell you, Bill Cosby played a great character in Cliff Huxtable. And it was funny. It's hard. It's really hard to separate the two. But I just want to remind folks how great this character was. Let's take a listen.
You know, come to think of it, you never wear any of your Father's Day gifts.
The reason why I don't wear them, dear, is because when you go to get me presents, you go to get me things that you want to see me in. You don't get me things that I like.
Cliff, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. You see, Father's Day has been like that for a long, long time. There are fathers all over the world who get presents that they can't use and don't want. No, I'm serious. From day one, when Eve and the boys gave Adam the first soap on the road.
Oh, Cliff.
I'm not kidding.
I love that. So that's Cosby Show. And then here's another favorite. Someone mentioned Fred Sanford. That's from Rich and Brookfield. Ward Cleaver. And then I've got a 708 that says it's a toss-up of Archie or Al Bundy. Great show. Archie. Here is when Archie met Meathead for the first time.
What kind of a name is Stevie? Huh? Where you from?
Oh, Chicago.
I mean, what's your nationality?
I'm an American.
I mean, where are your people from?
They're from Poland.
That will make you Polish then, huh?
Yeah. Anything interesting in the paper?
Yeah, 200 arrested at Vietnam Day peace demonstration. 200. They should have thrown a whole bunch of them in the can. Look at that picture there. Here they are, throwing all kinds of junk and debris at officers of the law. Desecrating on the American flag. The hell of them peace geeks want, anyhow?
Well, I think they just don't like the idea of America fighting an illegal and immoral war.
Well, if they don't like it, they can lump it. Take it down the road and dump it.
What are you... You saying America love it or leave it?
That's right. It's a free country, so am's great.
Well, that would include me too, Mr. Bunker.
Then toodly you to you too.
Well, what would our leaving solve? I mean, with or without protesters, this country would still have the same problems.
What problems?
Well, it's the war, the racial problem, the economic problem, the pollution problem.
Oh, come on, if you want a nitpick.
Nitpick? Let me tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead.
What did you call me?
A meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
Now I see what your idea of a free country is. You're free to say anything you want, but if anyone disagrees with you, they're either thrown into jail or called a meathead, right?
That's right, because this is America, the land that I love.
Oh, I love it too, Mr. Bunker, and it's because I do like protest when I think things are wrong.
Then stand beside her. And guide her.
The right of the strength is the principle of
through
the this
night
country was based.
With the light from above.
Listen to me. It's in the Bill of Rights.
From the mountains.
Why do you think we broke away from England
prairies,
to begin with, huh? Because we didn't agree
oceans,
with them. We demanded freedom.
Would fall.
Gee, it's guys like you. It's guys like you who don't
God
listen to reason. I mean, you're not listening
America,
to anything. You're totally closed-minded. You're president. You're president.
God bless America, you dumb Polak. Nice welcome into the family.
Yeah, thank you.
There's just a few others from the from some texters here.
Oh,
Danny
good.
Williams from Make Room for Daddy.
Yes. No, Danny Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray
yeah.
Barone, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Connor, Roseanne. Dick Van Dyke, the Dick Van Dyke mm-hmm. Show. He was a dad and all that too. Ozzie Nelson.
Yeah. Ozzie and Harriet. Sure.
Let's see here. Chester A. Reilly, Life of Reilly, mm-hmm. was mentioned as well. Lucas McCain from The Rifleman.
Yeah, another
and of course,
single father.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
The last one on our list. All right, we'll be right back.